I'm very sorry to hear about the dog. Boy, I hope she's okay. Man, there's nothing worse. They having little kids is bad enough, but when you have pets, in my opinion, they're like kids that never get past 2 years old. They can't tell you what's wrong or what's going on. Kind of, you got to pay attention and notice what's going on. And I'm glad you got her in. I hope she's okay. And I got hired out of a shop into modern engineering and the controls department, designing the controls for the tooling there. And there was a lot of perks there too, going from the shop. So it was hourly, which I was glad. It wasn't salary. But you had a car problem. I had to go take a car in and get it worked on while I was at work, kind of thing. And the boss would go, well, just take off, So I'd go to punch out. And he goes, what are you doing? We don't do that around here, So. Not only did I not punch out, he sent somebody with me to follow me and pick me up and bring me back, kind of thing, So it was real nice.
All that's really good. That's kind of the way it should be. And over the years, it's kind of drifted away from that. But yeah. It's kind of like, you take care of me, I'll take care of you, and all that other stuff. But, yeah, my doggie, she's been with me a long, long time. I think she's 12, 13 years old. Dig this. She's got hypertension. She's got an enlarged heart, and her heart is pushing on her trachea, but she's having a hard time breathing and all that stuff. So I am giving my dog a water pill and a high blood pressure pill, and we're trying to calm her heart down and trying to calm calm everything else down. But I thought, oh boy, and she says it's a Yorkshire Terrier and it's something else, and all these things up. And she says it's really common for those dogs when they get up there in years to get hypertension and fluid on the lungs, fluid on the heart, things of that nature. I'm going to take this phone call. I'll be right back. WABD.